Chapter 6 Aladdin's Wedding. At the end of the 3 months, Aladdin said to his mother, "It is time for you to speak to the Sultan again. Perhaps he has forgotten his promise to me. The princess's marriage to the vizier's son is over. I can now marry the princess." Aladdin's mother went back to the Sultan's palace. She went into the great hall, where there was a queue. She waited to speak to the Sultan. At last it was her turn. She knelt on the floor and kissed the ground in front of the Sultan.
"I remember you," said the Sultan in surprise. "You gave me those wonderful jewels."
"Yes, Your Majesty," she replied. "And now I am back. 3 months ago, you said my son, Aladdin, could marry your daughter. Will you let them marry now?" The Sultan stroked his beard. The jewels were very beautiful, but he saw that this woman was poor.
"What do you think?" he whispered to the vizier.
"You can't let Aladdin marry the princess. He is too poor," the vizier replied.
"I made a promise to him," the Sultan said.
But the vizier was still angry about the end of his son's marriage to the princess.
"We must make it difficult for Aladdin," he said. "Tell him this. He must bring you 40 gold dishes full of jewels. 40 beautiful girls must carry the dishes."
"That's a good idea," replied the Sultan.
He turned to Aladdin's mother.
"Tell your son that he can marry the princess, but first he must bring me a present. He must bring me 40 gold dishes full of precious jewels like those fruits. 40 beautiful girls must carry the dishes."
Aladdin's mother felt very sad. It was not possible for Aladdin to give the Sultan this present. She went home and told Aladdin what happened at the palace. "We are poor people, Aladdin," she said. "Poor people don't marry princesses. We must forget all about it." But Aladdin laughed.
"Don't worry, Mother. I have got the magic lamp, so I am a rich man. I will talk to the genie. The Sultan will get his present," he said.
Then Aladdin went into his room and picked up the lamp. He rubbed it. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Suddenly, the enormous genie of the lamp appeared.
"How could I help you, Master?"
he asked with a smile.
"I need 40 gold dishes full of precious jewels, and I need 40 beautiful girls to carry the dishes," said Aladdin.
The genie disappeared. When he came back, 40 beautiful dark-haired girls came with him. Each girl carried a gold dish on her head, and each dish was full of precious jewels. When Aladdin's mother came back from the market, she was surprised to see so many people in her house. Then she saw the dishes full of jewels.
"Take this present to the Sultan at once," Aladdin said to his mother. "Tell him I can give him anything he wants."
So Aladdin's mother and the 40 girls set off for the Sultan's palace. The people of the town stared at this wonderful sight. Each girl wore a gold robe, and the precious jewels twinkled and shone in the sunlight. The Sultan loved his present. He turned to the vizier.
"Aladdin gave me what I asked for. Now he can marry my daughter," he said.
"Yes, it is a beautiful present," the vizier said. "But it is not as beautiful as the princess. Aladdin is not good enough for her." But the excited Sultan did not listen.
"Tell Aladdin to come to the palace," he cried. "He can marry my daughter today."
He turned to the vizier.
"Show these girls and the jewels to the princess," he said.
She will be very happy to marry Aladdin.
When Aladdin's mother came home, she smiled at him and cried, Your wish has come true, my son. The Sultan loved the jewels, and you can marry the princess today.
Thank you, mother, said Aladdin.
Aladdin rubbed the lamp again. There was a flash and a puff of green smoke, and the genie of the lamp appeared.
I must get ready for my wedding, Aladdin told the genie. Bring me a marble bath filled with rose water, and bring me the finest suit in the world.
There was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Suddenly, Aladdin and the genie were standing in a large bathroom. The bath was made of pink marble. Pictures of beautiful flowers and birds covered the walls. The genie washed Aladdin and shaved him. He combed his hair and brought him coffee and cakes. Then Aladdin put on his suit. It was gold and it was covered with jewels. Aladdin looked like a prince.
I am proud of you, my son, cried his mother when she saw him. This is the happiest day of my life.
Master, do you wish for anything else? Asked the genie.
Yes, I want a beautiful silk dress for my mother. And I want a beautiful white horse. I will ride to my wedding on its back.
The dress and the horse appeared in a puff of smoke. At last, Aladdin was ready. As he passed through the streets on his beautiful white horse, Aladdin threw gold coins to the people of the town. The people all clapped and cheered when they saw the rich young man in the gold suit. The Sultan was waiting at the palace gates. Aladdin got down from his horse and the Sultan put his arms round him.
Welcome. Welcome, Aladdin, cried the Sultan.
Thank you, Your Majesty, said Aladdin. I love your daughter with all my heart, and I promise I will make her happy.
I am sure you will, Aladdin. I wish you a long and happy life together, said the Sultan, and he took Aladdin into the great hall for the wedding feast.
Aladdin sat down next to his beautiful bride, and they ate and drank with all their guests. A band played. Everyone was happy, and they all laughed and sang. But the vizier was angry, and he looked down at the floor. Then it was time for the marriage ceremony. After the ceremony, everyone danced until late at night. At last, Aladdin and the royal princess were married.